That is the end of section 2. Section 3. Later that morning, Annie attends a special class for students who are non-native speakers. The tutor is interviewing an ex-student of the college. For questions 24 to 32, listen to the interview and complete each sentence with a suitable word or phrase. First, you have some time to look at the example and questions. Now, listen to the interview and answer questions 24 to 32. Today, I have with me Raul Sanchez, who was a student at this college. How long ago?
I was here 2 years ago now.
Raul's a student in this English class, and he is here to tell us about the many problems facing a non-native speaker in a British tertiary institution. What have you been doing since you graduated, Raul?
I was quite lucky when I left the college, because I got a job pretty quickly with the London Dental Council. I'm still with them.
Tell the class what course you took here at the college.
Yes, I originally wanted to work in advertising, but I found it was too hard because of my English. And so I changed my direction, and well, I'm glad I did, because I've now got an associate diploma in dental hygiene. And that's how I managed to get a job with the council.
What exactly do you do with the council?
I work with a dentist, making sure that the patients are taken care of and all the necessary tools have been cleaned and prepared for use. Sometimes I must assist the dentist in complicated procedures. It's a demanding job, but I like it.
You perform dental surgery?
Not quite. But I do use tools to make the patients feel more comfortable during the operation. A lot of my time is spent in general checkups, cleaning teeth, and demonstrating good dental practices. I also develop x-rays.
What exactly were the problems when you first arrived at the college?
I was very shy, you know. I couldn't communicate with the students in my class because most of them were British. My English was not very good. But I thought everything was okay, until I received the result of my first examination. The tutor was worried why I was so quiet in class. I told her it was because I was afraid to ask a question. So she suggested that I talk to the school counselor.
What advice did the counselor give?
Well, she was very kind and understanding, and I realized that I was doing the wrong course. You have to be an extrovert, you know, outgoing. I think it's a personal thing with me. You have to give a lot of opinions, and I am shy. So she suggested I ask more questions in class, so I made it a rule to ask at least one or two questions every lesson.
So you swapped courses and began to talk more in class. Was there anything else that the counselor suggested?
Yes. She said I shouldn't live with students from my own country. She suggested I should share a house with some British students. So I did, and my English improved much faster.
Are there any problems you currently have with English?
Of course, I used to have a lot of trouble with the technical vocabulary in my field. but I picked it up very quickly. Now it's mostly... I have difficulty trying to understand the colloquial language of Britain. The way people express themselves here is sometimes strange to me.
I see. How do you increase your vocabulary? Please give us some examples.
Well, I really like to watch movies. I recommend that you watch movies you have already seen subtitled in your native language. But this time, only listen to the English. Don't read the subtitles. Also, it can be quite helpful to keep a journal of new expressions you hear so you can ask your English friends about them.
Let's talk more about your course at the college. Do you remember any study projects you were involved in?
Well, once we did a survey on the effects of different breakfast cereals on children's teeth. The ages range from 5 to 12 years old, and we interviewed over 100 different kids from each age group. It was quite a big project. We discovered that many cereals that were advertised as being healthy were just as bad for teeth as the well-known sugar-coated brands.
Why was that?
It's complicated, but one of the main reasons was that many of these so-called healthy brands used just as much sugar as non-healthy breakfast cereals. However, there are a few brands, such as Cheerios, that contain many nutrients that help teeth grow and do not cause decay that leads to cavities and other bad dental hygiene. The problem is that many children become addicted to sweet, sugary cereals very young and do not want to change. Some children even add more sugar to very healthy cereals such as cornflakes, which completely destroys the benefits of the cereal for children's teeth.
One last question. What about your future? Do you have any immediate plans?
Well, in the short term, I'll continue to work as a dental assistant and gain more experience. After 2 years, I plan to attend dental school to become a dentist. My long-term goal is to open my own dental practice here in Britain. Or maybe return to my own country and open a practice there.
I see. Now, does anyone have a question for Raoul? Yes, in the first row?